Greg Urell, sister Vianney, who's in the market.
Step up to 13, I think, just feel ideal for her here today. I think she'll be very competitive.
Which one should I have a dollar on?
I do like the filly today.
Sister Vianney.
That's it.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Sister Vianney goes to the front and it's going to be her day today. Sister Vianney goes away to score by 2 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, that was a long time ago, and we've only been back one day. The Charlton Trots were no good to us yesterday.
I was disappointed about that. I thought we were going to have some success.
Yeah, so did I. Not to be, but we're much stronger at Mowi on a Tuesday in the Thoroughbreds. It's where our record, well, the spreadsheet says, it's a pretty good record. And Robbie Griffiths is a Hall of Famer, and he's going to help us out today after a big win in the Standish on the weekend with Hal Vorson. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, Half. Morning, Whitey.
Nice to have you with us. Thank you for help, Wilson. It cost me the quaddie, but I had a little saver, so it was okay.
Hey, backhand a compliment, isn't it?
Hey, Robbie, I know that Hal Vorson is one of the stable favourites, but is he exceeding expectations with what he's doing at the moment, or is this always what you thought he was capable of doing?
No, we always thought he was capable of doing this campaign. We were really confident of him achieving these goals. It was just a matter of, because he hadn't been in the winner's stall for the best part of 2 years, whether what we were seeing at home could actually come to fruition. So once he ticked that box first up, then we were sort of confident that he could carry on with the job. So his first up win was the most important one, and once he did that, then we're confident that we could do the rest, and that sort of comes to fruition, so we're very happy.
Just love to run in straight lines, that horse. It's magnificent. Hopefully there's a couple of magnificent ones for you today. You've got a few going around, Robbie. Race 2, number 13, Sweet Alyssum, is $12 in the fixed markets at tab.com.au, coming off a second at Stony Creek 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, she was good 2 weeks ago. This is a stronger race, a lot more depth and some interesting sort of first starters that have been trialling well. So she will get a good run from the draw. Question mark, you know, how strong she is. She was, you know, holding on well in the 1,000, but she's at 1,200 metres. So still a few question marks on her development at the moment. So in the mix without being super, super confident.
All right, race 2, number 13. Then you got race 8, number 1, Riverdance Lad, who's second up today after a fourth upon resumption. And then number 7, Halvoya. Is there any relation to Hal Vorson?
Yeah, the half-sister, yeah. So she's chipping along well, and she's the better of the two because she's, you know, she's well and truly fit in form, having a good campaign, resumed with a good second, followed up by a win at this track, and then was a, you know, competitive fourth last start. So she's definitely the better of the two because she's sort of on the spot with the form. A little awkward draw, but in saying that, it doesn't really affect her because she gets back and runs on. Where Riverdance Land, he was good first up. He's an old horse, but he's had good zest at Werribee, but you would think he would run his way into winning. He's probably more of a place chance. We'll get a good run from the draw, but I think that she's the best of our lineup today, and hopefully she gets out to full each way odds because of that style. Like her better credential brother Hal Vorson, she just tends to wind up late, so those sort of horses can miscue and run a place. So hopefully she wins for everyone, but if you can get each way odds, would be the way to go.
Great use of zest too, Robbie. I love that from you. So with my dollar, what are you going to do? What are we going to do for the promo?
We're going to go each way, Hal Boyer, in the eighth race, and hopefully get the each way odds.
Right, sounds pretty good to me. And for those out there that have seen you spending heaps of cash up at the Millions, how can they invest with you? Is there a website we can go to?
Griffiths de Kock Racing. That's the go.
Griffiths de Kock Racing. Check it out for Google. Lots of great flesh that the team came back with. I was watching on the socials. You're doing some great things, mate. We always appreciate your time on the Early Mail. Good luck to you today.
Thanks, thanks, Whitey.
And Robbie Griffiths, part of the Griffiths de Kock Training Partnership. They bought some really nice yearlings up there at the Magic Millions.
Have you got any Alyssum in your garden?
Sorry?
Have you got any Alyssum in your garden?
What's that mean?
Well, he's got a horse called Sweet Alyssum. Alyssum is a little ground covery sort of thing. You get white flowers. Sometimes you can get some purple flowers, mauve or a dark purple. Have you got that in your garden?
No, I don't think so. Certainly not by choice.
I do. Well, you'd have to plant it. It's not a weed, it's a plant.
Well, who knows, really.
You should get some. It would look nice sort of in your... So you just put it to the edge of paths and let it just creep into the path a little bit.
Too much creeping, and then you've got too much chopping, and it's just too hard basket. It's just too
hard. I'll show you during the break. Mine looks...
We're not going each way either. 4:20, race 7, number 7.